This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia bounded eastern and southern Ukraine on Tuesday as the U.S. promised to get Kiev the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive. Despite Moscow's warning that such support could trigger a wider war, for the second day in a row, explosions rocked a separatist region in neighboring Moldova, knocking out two powerful radio antennas close to the Ukrainian border and further heightening fears of a broader conflict erupting across Europe. No one claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Ukraine all but blamed Russia. The U.S. and other nations are pledging more military aid for Ukraine as Russia continues hammering away at its neighbors' eastern and southern regions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says the U.S. and its friends will keep moving heaven and earth to get Ukraine the weapons it needs.
But we don't have time to waste.
At a meeting with officials from some 40 nations in Germany, Austin hailed pledges to send more help after they were told the coming weeks are crucial.
So we've got to move at the speed of war.
Saying they left the meeting at Ramstein Air Base strengthened.
And so does Ukraine.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian missile fire also knocked out a strategic railroad bridge along a route that links southern Ukraine's Odessa port region to neighboring Romania. Romania, a NATO member, Ukrainian authorities said. The attack on the bridge, along with a series of strikes on key railroad stations a day earlier, appears to mark a major shift in Russia's approach. Up to now, Moscow has spared strategic bridges, but now it seems to be trying to thwart Ukraine's efforts to move troops and supplies. Follow us on the V.